Ray.
Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus?
Like this. With the independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. Yes, Nikia with Bronze, the hyper one. And that boy Del Sean. Upside down, W-A to the Y. S, we the best. Yeah, we fight, not a test. Our radio slides in the old wagon set. Like, you can see the nation from the spot in which we fit. Bars crewing into, and we throw the come through, and we can show you we support that local everything. Online radio. Independent everything.
And let me tell you once again on another episode of Independent Everything. I don't know what all that noise is, but I sure wish you get rid of it. I am Franz the Hybrid One, your host, Metal the Music Records, allthingsfranz.com radio. That girl there, that pretty lovely girl with the orange hair right there, that is the Hybrid Queen, also known as the Girl in Motion. She is the owner of In Motion Event, and she was in motion. She's executive A&R for Metal Music Records, Metal Music Entertainment Management. She is the neck that turns the head, this head right here. That is her. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good. I don't know what all that noise is in the background, but if we're going to have to hear it throughout the whole interview, it's best that you hang up.
Hey. Noise. Where's that noise coming from? I can only suspect that it's got to be all that activity down there out of Mobile, Alabama. Mr. CME himself, Mr. BGG himself, Mr. Young Fallen Angel himself, Mr. Hybrid Angel himself, who is our special guest today. Let me tell you a little bit about this man. He is Devin BGG Young Fallen Angel Patton. He's from Mobile, Alabama, was born to Rhonda and Tyrone Patton. Has three brothers and one sister, and got into the rap game because of how the new generation flows to this new wax style of lyricism. I'm going to stop right there. What's up, BGG Young himself?
What it is?
Hey, man, I don't know, man. Is that you with all that noise back there?
Yeah, man, I'm down here chilling at Tay.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's see if you can find a quiet spot where we can do this
thing. I got
thing.
One right now.
Anyway, there we go. Cool. Anyway, man, you got so much going on, man. I tell you what, I'm gonna do right here, right off the bat, because I apologize to you guys for stepping in here late, but I had so much going on. I was trying to get over here. I didn't even know. That's all I can say is I didn't even know. But we here, and we're doing a damn thing. And I think Mr. he sent me a message, so he didn't know either. And so let me just hit him up real quick and say, yeah, so he'll know we are. That's Mr. Delshawn Mays of the Bars Crew was hitting me up wanting to know if we was live or what.
I cannot do his segment today because I am so, my head is so bent right now. Like, I barely could understand your message. And I was trying to log in and put in all kinds of shit, and so I can't even see straight, think straight, hear straight, so I'm just going to sit over here in the corner today. Don't laugh at me.
Is that why you got that baby bottle? Is that why you're sucking on the baby bottle? Because your head is bent? Yeah, I see you, girl. I see you. Anyway, I got you. Anyway, I guess Mr. Mays will be dialing here in a minute. He did just hit me up and say, hey, are we live today? So, anyway, I apologize. That was my fault because I had sent a message.
Y'all got jokes?
Yeah, we got jokes. We always got jokes. That's what we do.
All
right. Besides making music, we jokes. We got the CEO of CME. Hey, that kind of rhymes. Of CME on the line with us today, man. We're kind of kicking it. This is kind of a roundtable type thing, but not really. But he's part of the roundtable, and so we might as well do it like we do it when we do it on the roundtable. He is also the producer and presenter of a very special show that airs every Friday on the Ustream network called CME TV, and they just basically be wilding out on CME TV. They just be wilding out. Anyway, what's going on, Mr. Young?
Man, just chilling, just another day.
Another day. Tell us about what's going on in the CME camp right now. I know you guys just released a project on Young Soul. I know that y'all just released a single with the new artist, Ashley Powell, Crush on You. So just tell me what all is going on in CME. Bring us up to speed on what's going on in CME camp.
Well, you know, Bad Gang Gang just released their single featuring AP. You know, we got the Bad Gang Gang project, Stimulate Your Mind, coming out real soon. Then we got my solo project coming out real soon, The Hybrid Angel. There's so much going on at one time. Right.
I know it. Ain't it the life? Coming. Yeah, he's been working on her project. And Young Soul is actually working on his debut album, correct?
Yeah, he's working on that too.
Man, y'all busy down there in Mobile, bro. How you find time to get all this in?
Man, God, give me the strength and I do it.
Real talk,
it's
bro.
Called
real
no
talk.
Sleep. What's called
yeah,
no sleep.
Yeah, well, you part of No Sleep team. Yeah, part of Team No Sleep. Real talk. And so you got the Bad Guy Gang project that's in the works in pre-production right now. You got Young Soul, you got Ishii, then you got the Hybrid Angel project that's in the process of being put out right now. And you got now I happen to know that you got a couple of other singles. Are they going on the Hybrid Angel project or the BGG, like the Opportunity? What project are they going on? Talk to me about the individual projects.
Opportunity, that's coming on a Hybrid Angel project right there. That's that album. Then Crush on You is going to be on the Bad Guy Gang. It's just a lot we got to build. And then the Soul project, oh man, that project there, it's going to make everybody feel that one, though. I got to give it to him. That boy, that put his heart and soul in that.
Yeah, the new EP, which is available on the Nerve DJ Worldwide Network, you guys can download that. You can actually download that and get the entire project. And, yeah, that's something special, man. That dude, Young Soul, man, is coming on with it. And I know he's in the studio working on his album. And if the EP is any indication on what the album's going to be like, it's going to be real hot, man. It's different. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same old run-of-the-mill, you know, type of thing, man. He's doing a little bit of everything, huh?
Yeah, I got him being diverse. He would just sing. I turned him to a rap and sing, trying to get him to be multi-talented.
Yeah. And you got, and on that project, on the project that he just released, which should be hitting the stores like RDIO, Spotify, Beats Music, the new title. There's a new, we got a new entity that we're releasing to called Tidal, T-I-D-A-L. And of course the YouTube Music Key is also part of that whole thing that we now release to, but that should be available on those projects really, really soon. Tell me about this EP that he just put together. How long had he been working on the EP?
Man, recently, the EP we've been at the tracks for the EP, but at the same point in time, he was debating over should it be on the album or should it be on the EP.
But yeah,
we've been writing,
and so he put together. Right. Okay. All right, and Is the Hybrid Queen on any of Young Soul's projects?
I don't know.
I guess Hybrid.
I know
the remix. I didn't know if they did a collab. Nah, I just can't remember. So much music going on. Are you on any of the Young Soul projects?
No.
Nikia?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
You asking me
like, but you done put me out there, so I might be. Don't know.
I know she's on a project with me, Young Fallen Angel, and Three Words. We've got a project that called Be Here that she's on because it's a collab between me. Young Fallen Angel did the hook. Three Words out of Germany is on it, and that's what we're waiting on now. And also. The Hyper Queen is on it, and that's coming to you guys real well. So that's going to be real special, man. Y'all got to get ready for it. It's called Be Here. And so we're just waiting on Three Words to drop her verse on it, and then we're going to get that to y'all. And that's going to be hot. But I thought, I was thinking that she was also on something with Young Soul on his album project. Man, I don't know. Maybe it's something that's coming that maybe
I
envisioned it.
They did that rap.
They did what?
Song Rap. You talking about the song Rap that they was on together?
But Rap,
well,
no, that was on. That's off the Hybrid Doll.
Yeah, that's Voices.
That was song you talking about. Project. No, I thought it was something else. Maybe y'all ain't aware of yet.
I don't have anything. It's something that I think
me and Soul was working up that maybe we hadn't got over to her yet. So maybe I'm pre-shooting the gun on that. But anyway, man, y'all got a lot of things going on coming out of Mobile, and y'all are busy, man, doing it. Huh?
Don't pre-shoot the gun.
What?
Don't pre-shoot the gun.
I hate to pre-shoot. You know what I'm saying? That's not good when you pre-shoot the gun. So
anyway,
because you can get fired like that, huh?
Yeah,
what I'm saying, you can get fired like that. I don't want to be getting fired, real talk. So tell me about how is the CME TV on every Friday? How is that going?
Man, CME TV, it's funny to me. It's crazy. I got people in my city come up to me and ask me about it all the time.
Yeah, wilding out.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, I really live that kind of life. What really goes on? Like, yeah, it's live. It's uncut. It was straight raw. We give you straight what happens. We don't hide nothing.
Yeah, real talk, man, real talk. Okay, well, you got the mic, bro. Why don't you just give the people, a rundown of the projects that are available to them off of the M2M, SMG, CME label, because there's a lot out there. So why don't you just give a rundown real quick of what's out there for them and where they can get it?
I know they can get the Personality on iTunes, Google Play. They're going to listen to it on YouTube Music Key. They can go listen on RDIO, Spotify. Man, there's so many places. Then we got the Soul on the Nerve DJ that they can go cap it, listen to it free. I'm talking about, if y'all been ripping with us this long, boy, y'all need to go get that boy. That boy that shoot the whole album, whole EP. Let's see what else we got at. We got that Cali Kill, that Poetic Ambition. Y'all definitely got to go check that out. I'm on the cover of that, Soul on the cover of that. So y'all need to go holler at that girl Cali Kill about some treasure, bro. I'm telling you, she killing the game.
She is killing the game. I saw her her numbers over on Nerve DJ, and that was just a set before it actually hit the commercial availability. And she's killing the game. She got featured over there, and so she's working on like 3,000 spins, which is good for an initial promo EP like that, man. So she is killing the game, and she's working on her album right now. As a matter of fact, she's hot and heavy. She's got a collab. She got a collab with Lady Blade. She's working on. And she's got a collab on that project. The Hybrid Queen is on that project. The track is called, what is it? Oh So Deep? Oh So Deep is on that project. Y'all go check out Cali Kia. She's available on Amazon, Google Play, iTunes, also RDIO, Spotify, Sony Music, every damn word. She's available everywhere, man. Y'all go check that out. And that's all coming out of Mobile, Alabama. The CME campus doing the damn thing. We have the CEO with us live today, Mr. Young Fallen Angel himself, live in the house with me and the Hybrid Queen. Hybrid Queen, you gonna do the I don't see Del Sean, so it looks like you're gonna have to do the Inquiring Minds Wanna Know real quick.
I don't know. I'm trying to formulate words. Put them together. I feel like a child just learning to talk because, like, one, the left side of the brain is not clicking with the right side of the brain right now. So,
that's not good.
It's not never good. Let's see. Inquiring Minds want to know. I got some questions I want answers to.
Real talk.
Inquiring Minds might not want to know them, but I want to know. Are you single?
Yeah, I'm currently single.
You barely single, you fairly single. What are you saying?
I'm currently single.
Currently single, ladies. All right. So if someone were to go to your personal Facebook page right now, they would see a gazillion pictures of you with no shirt on. Why you always got your shirt off?
Cause I do not like shirts. I feel conscripted. Like, that like my music. I feel conscripted when somebody want me to talk about something that I don't want to talk about. So I feel like I would treat my music like I treat myself. If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. So I hate wearing shirts. So that's it.
When you talk about being constricted, I realize that personality was something that your solo project, personality was something that you stepped out of the box on. You weren't given individuals what they were used to hearing when it, you know, comes to Young Fallen Angel. Now, you mentioned that the Hybrid Angel is going to be similar to that, like just wilding people out. Like they would never imagine things that you're about to produce or put out on this album. Can you enlighten the audience just a little bit?
Well, enlighten them? I can't even enlighten them because if they heard the single Crush on You, they'll see how I'm coming. I'm coming out the box. I never did a song about a girl I was crushing on. Never. I try to make a song that I ain't never did before. I try to think well outside the box. That's why I came with the Hybrid Angel. The Hybrid Angel is me stepping outside my comfort zone to let people know, oh, I can do more than just rap about the struggle, rap about selling dope. I want to let them know I got love. I got hate. Sometimes I want to kill somebody. Sometimes I don't. It's just life.
So when you say it's just life, these are bits and pieces of your life, actual real, you know, life. I won't say fantasies, but real life emotions and feelings that you've gone through, like you exhibited through Crush on You, correct?
Yep.
That sentence just confused the hell out of me. I'm glad you understood it. I really am. you, unlike myself, I am more, I guess, a sexually explicit lyricist, me. But I noticed that you're more of a visual type of individual when it comes to being sexually explicit. What's the reason behind that?
Because, like, my songs be about me going through things that I have experienced in life. So all my music is actually about me and about what I've been through and how I've been changed from who I am and what made me to the person I am today.
He's a perfect interviewer because he can always flip everything back to music, and that's what I like. No matter what someone is trying to pull out of you, you can give them the realness of you, but then you can also spin it around and make it be about your music career, and that is so important. I don't even know how I'm coming up with questions. If you could see me, Ron, look at me. You see me? Yeah. So my head is just spinning, and the stuff is just coming out, but it makes no sense to me, but I'm so glad that you understand it. I really am. I want to ask about, you didn't mention one project or two projects coming, or that came out from the CME clique. Well, what's going on with Kingpin?
Well, from my understanding, he's not a CME artist anymore. And the roll-up don't try from CME count from 3US. That part is kind of really hard to explain. And the circumstance due to that is because life dealt us a different hand than what the hand that we started off with.
Awesome answer. So now I know that I mentioned to someone earlier, they were questioning like who you were as far as, you know, what type of artist you were, you know, and I told him and they said, well, you mentioned that he's a businessman and he's an entrepreneur. You want to tell our listening audience what it is exactly that you dibble and dabble in down in Mobile, Alabama?
Well, I definitely have a little bit of everything nowadays. I do clothes, I do design, I do printed shirts, so. Man, I even host parties now. I'm trying to put my hand in everything. If it's a way for me to get out there to help people in my city or help fuel my music career, oh, I got my hand in it because I want a better living environment than where I used to live in.
Would you say that I see so much of the things that you're doing and everything that you're trying to be involved in, and I know this is a question that really doesn't need an answer. It's self-explanatory, but when you look at Franz, I mean, I look at Franz like a father figure because he's so much older than me, but, you know, when you look at Franz, would you say he's like a mentor? Because I see you doing, following the path that I've, you know, seen him on. Would you say he's a mentor, a huge influence in your life?
Yeah, he was a big influence because at a point in time where I took a break from music, he was on me hard, like, come on, we need you back in the studio. I'm like, man, I can't even do the music like I used to. So then he made me an A&R, Mental Music. Then my passion came back. So it wasn't for him, there probably be no Young Fallen Angel right now. So I gotta give him a props on that. He brought the Fallen Angel back out.
Yeah, you have. Thank you for joining us today on another episode of Independent Everything. Flies, I'm turning it back over to you.
Yeah. And for those of y'all just joining in, I see some of y'all kicking in. I'll get to you in a second. You are live on Independent Everything with Franz the Hybrid One, with the Girl in Motion, Nakia Corliss, and with the CEO and the host and presenter of CME TV and the CEO of Closet Music Entertainment, a.k.a. CME. Another music sub-label, CME, and also the one-half member of BGG, Bad Guy Gang, and also the solo artist known as Young Fallen Angel. And we live with him here on Independent Everything. Thank you so much for joining us. And right now we're going to do, we got about 5 minutes, and I want to make sure that I give you time to give the people everywhere where they can follow, like, share, just connect with Young Fallen Angel on all his many different platforms. So if you would, please articulate very clearly to everyone that might be listening now, that might come back and listen in the future, how it is that they can connect with Young Fallen Angel on all the different platforms that Young Fallen Angel is a part of or presenting.
Well, they can get at me on Twitter at YoungFA21. They get at me on Facebook on my artist page, YoungFA. Or y'all can get in touch with me personally on my YoungFA Patton page. You know, y'all can look us up. You can look it up on SoundCloud, 3US for Life. Then y'all can get an RDI or type my name, Young Fallen Angel. Matter of fact, y'all can just Google my name, Young Fallen Angel. YoungFallenAngel. Just Google me. Watch. Just watch my name come up. Y'all gonna see a broad span of where y'all can see me at, see my face. Y'all can get to know me personally. Because my music is my personal life. And I give y'all something that y'all ain't never had before.
Real talk. So y'all can follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and also tune in every Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, on the Ustream Network. The channel is called CME TV, and he's there every Friday at 7 o'clock. You guys make sure y'all patronage this young man. Follow him on Ustream. Like him, share. Anywhere that you see this music, you can go also to YouTube. He's all over YouTube via the YouTube Music Key and YouTube music videos. Look for his Vivo channel coming to you really, really soon. That'll be Young Fallen Angel Vivo or something along those lines. I don't know if that's more than 16 digits, but something along those lines. We'll let you know exactly what the Vivo channel is. It may be BGG Vivo. We're not sure yet, but it's coming. And just like I say, man, just stay tuned to him. He gives you pretty much everything going on with the CME camp every Friday. If you want to update on what's going on with CME, tune in every Friday at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And he's live for an hour from 7 to 8 o'clock Central Standard on CME TV. He is the CEO of CME, and he has acts under his belt like BGG. He's got the Young Fallen Angel and also Young Soul coming out on his on his label. He's also got Isha E coming out under his label. And look for some new acts as well coming out on the CME label. Man, we thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, man, to join us here on Independent Everything this Sunday. And, you know, we just wish you the best in everything that you do, man. Keep doing what you do, bro. I mean, you're into everything down there, which is the way it should be. Merchandise, the whole nine. And, y'all just look for Young Fallen Angel to continue to rise like yeast. Real talk.
Yeah, you know, I got that Young Fallen Angel clothing line coming out, too. Don't forget about that.
Real talk. This has been another episode of Independent Everything. I just want to give you a quick rundown, guys. Don't forget Young Souls. Fiddler on Your Soul is now available on the NERB DJ Worldwide Network. Look for it to come to many streaming sites to you like Beats Music, Tidal, YouTube Music Key, Spotify, RDIO, Deezer. What did I miss? I missed something in there. Anyway, look forward to come to all those fine streaming sites really, really soon. It is a promo product. Therefore, it is free to be downloaded at the NERB DJ site and also to be streamed on all those aforementioned sites. Look for his album coming. I don't know. What's a projected release date for Young Soul's album? Do you know?
Young Soul? I know it's going to be released before the end of the year.
before the end of the year is all we can tell you right now. Yeah, but he's working on it hard and heavy. Right, and the Hybrid Angel project coming this summer. Look for more coming out of the camp. Bad Guy Gang Simulates Mind coming to you real soon. Look for a single from each of these products coming to you really, really soon, because we're going to keep your appetites wet. Don't forget the Him Project, Her Incomparable Man by the one, the only, the Hybrid Queen is also available at all fine download and streaming sites like Google Play, iTunes, Amazon. So is the Hybrid Doll Project from Boyz II Q. Go get it. And her brand new Penance Project is available on all fine streaming and download sites like Google Play, iTunes, and Amazon. Also look for Get On It. That is hashtag Get On It from Black Earl, available on all fine download and streaming sites like Google Play, iTunes, and Amazon.com, and just an array of other sites for those projects. Also, the Confirmed Personality, Get Your Shit Straight, Poetic Ambition. Look for Lady Blaze's I Am Blaze coming to the 27th of March. And we haven't given you a rescheduled date for the Hybrid Queen project. I did announce last night that we did have to remove that project to a later date because she's got so much going on. She is now working on getting. I'm sorry.
I got one.
You got a date?
I got one.
What is it?
It's May 15th.
May the 15th. It's 5/15/15.
There you go.
You promise?
I promise.
So while we're on our honeymoon, we're going to be releasing your album?
Damn straight.
I hear you. Thank y'all so much for joining us on another episode of Independent Everything with Franz the Hybrid One, with Young Fallen Angel, and with the Hybrid Queen, Akia Qualis, today on Independent Everything. We'll be back here on Wednesday for another exciting episode of Independent Everything. Don't forget to join me on allthingsfranz.com radio. That is Franz Listens Music Video and More show on Tuesday. God say the same. Until then, you guys know what it is. Do it independent. Do it like everything. Love, peace.
And hey, Grease.
There it is. Real time. We'll holler.